Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Carol McCracken, and after a short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke 10:42.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 10:42. But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. I'm a Bible study teacher, and I got one of those aha moments during our pastor's sermon last Sunday. I've always heard Mary's way was best when Jesus visited Mary and Martha in their village, probably Bethany. Scripture tells us that Martha was distracted with serving at the visit. Mary chose to listen to Jesus' teachings. Martha wanted Jesus to tell her sister Mary to help her with serving. In that culture, hospitality was a tremendous core value. Jesus replied with today's Bible verse, "But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." And I guess I've interpreted Mary's personality as the one Jesus wanted us to strive for. But that's not what Scripture is saying exactly. Both sisters had valid perspectives in the biblical narrative of Mary and Martha, highlighting different aspects of devotion. Martha, who's focused on hospitality and practical tasks, represents active service and faith. Her dedication to ensuring everything was in order showcased a genuine desire to serve. Jesus never said it was wrong. On the other hand, Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus, prioritizing a deliberate and receptive posture. Her act symbolized the importance of listening and learning, emphasizing the spiritual aspect of faith. Ultimately, Jesus didn't declare one sister's approach superior to the other. Instead, he acknowledged the significance of both perspectives. This story encourages a balanced approach to faith, recognizing the value of both active service and contemplative devotion. But Jesus speaks about Mary's choosing what's better for the moment. The women didn't know that Jesus had a limited time on earth. Martha wanted to serve, and the scriptures teach us to serve others. Check out Romans 12:13 or Hebrews 13:2 or 1 Peter 4:9. Mary wanted fellowship and to receive the teachings. Mary wanted something of eternal value. Women didn't get teachings like Mary received from Jesus every day in the patriarchal culture that Jesus was born into. But perhaps Jesus was lovingly pointing out to Martha that she could serve and not forget she could also sit at Jesus' feet and not be distracted. The verb distracted in Hebrew means to be dragged away. This implies that she was dragged away from something, and in this case, it was the teachings of Jesus. We can all get distracted by the day-to-day. There are things we simply have to do. But sometimes being duty-bound makes us frustrated, just like Martha was. Even church things. It's easy to find ourselves in a place where we think we're doing all the work and no one's helping. An old church saying says 20% of the congregation does all the work. That's how a Christian also burns themselves out. I've seen people serving with good hearts who get burnt out, especially those who work at the church. Let's face it. If you must be at church to perform your duties, when will you get spiritually fed? If you aren't intentional, there's every possibility that getting spiritually fed escapes you. When do we deliberately take time out to listen to Jesus? Mary took time out to stop. John Mark Comer, in his book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, writes, "The word Sabbath comes to us from the Hebrew Shabbat. The word literally means to stop. The Sabbath is simply a day to stop. Stop working. Stop wanting. Stop worrying. Just stop." And Comer quotes a friend, A.J. Swoboda, who says, "It's not as though we do not love God. We love God deeply. We just don't know how to sit with God anymore." Mary stopped. Martha didn't. I have a whole lot of Martha in me. It's hard for me to stop and just be in Jesus's presence. It takes intentionality because I can find a whole lot of things that need doing, just like Martha did. I have a home office that lures me in. I think I'll just answer a quick email to get it off my plate, and I see something else I want to get off my plate, and then poof, time's gone. This verse today inspires a blend of action and reflection in our daily lives and spiritual journeys. Whether engaged in acts of kindness or seeking moments of introspection, we can draw wisdom from the story of Mary and Martha, embracing the multifaceted nature of faith and the priority that comes with it. Let's pray. Dear Lord in heaven, thank you. Thank you for your word that you so generously give us. You've also given us the place and times that we're supposed to be in. And Lord, there's always something to do. There's the practice of daily living. But Lord, you remind us that there is a time to just stop. You're not calling us to be lazy, but you're telling us to just stop and be aware of your presence, to reflectively sit at your feet. Lord, help us to make opportunities for this discipline, Lord, so that we can receive what you have to give us. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.